Decided that that's going to be the rest of your life. You're going to live the rest of your life accomplishing the work he sent you here to do. God does not want to live independent of you, but he wants to be the life sink for you. He says, give me your hand, but let me move. Give me your feet, but let me walk it. Give me your mouth, but let me talk it. Give me your brain, but let me think it. Don't lip sync, but life sync. You be the vehicle through which I express myself through you. And now you'll have supernatural living, because you'll do things you can't do that I can do, but you'll know that it didn't come from you, it came from me through you. There's a fundamental difference between a pole vaulter and a high jump. A high jumper runs as fast as he can, and he leaps as tall as he can, and if he's real good, he'll get 7-8 feet. There's a box, and he carries that stick, and he places that stick in the hole, and then he rests all of his weight on the ability of the pole to not only hold him, but to catapult him to heights he could never go on his own. Jesus Christ is your pole. Now you can run and try to live the Christian life on your own, but you're only gonna go so high. But when you run and you lean all of your weight on him and you press down on him, he takes you higher and higher and higher and higher so that you climb over in the victory. Made victorious, watch this, by the body of Christ. Romans 5:10 says that we are delivered by the life of Christ, not just by the death of Christ. Jesus gave his life to us so he could live his life through us. If Christ loved me enough to give me his life, then he loves me enough to express his life.